insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Al-Ankabut, or Chapter Spider, the 29th chapter of the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, we were discussing the different verses of Surah Ankabut, respectively, and we have reached the 13th verse of Surah Ankabut. So let's listen to this verse, and we'll be back with our discussion.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَلَيَحْمِلُنَّ أَثْقَالَهُمْ وَأَثْقَالًا مَعَ أَثْقَالِهِمْ وَلَيُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ
But they will surely carry their own burdens and other burdens along with their burdens. And they will surely be questioned on the day of resurrection about what they used to invent.
So, as you were previously with us, in this verse, the Almighty Allah says, وَلَيَحْمِلُنَّ أَثْقَالَهُمْ وَأَثْقَالًا مَعَ أَثْقَالِهِمْ And certainly, they shall carry their own burdens and other burdens with their own burdens. وَلَيُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ And they sure will be questioned on the day of resurrection as to what they were forging. So, we said that this burden is the burden of establishing a bad tradition about which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has said that whoever establishes a bad tradition, the sin of that tradition and the sin of those who commit it are upon him. And that's how important this is. So anyway, this verse continues about this burden and says, وَلَيُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ And certainly they shall be questioned on the day of resurrection as to what they were forging. So we have one important question here, and that is, what is the purpose of this calumny mentioned in this verse that they have to answer its question? عَمَّا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ Anyway, the answer could be found in this fact that it may refer to the falsehoods they forged to Allah and said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said that they should worship those idols. They said it and they actually misled some other people. So, it could also refer to their words that they implicitly said every person could bear the responsibility of another sin. But this statement is also a lie and a calumny because everybody is responsible of his own deeds and no one can carry the burden of others. And finally, about the word thiql. This Arabic word is often used for the house furniture and its plural is athqal. So it has been used in the famous tradition of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, who said, "Verily, I leave behind me two weighty and very important things: the Book of Allah, the Quran, and my progeny, my Ahlul Bayt. never, never will these two get separated from each other till they meet me at the Hawd of Kawthar, the pond of abundance. So, brothers and sisters, regarding this verse, we said that the Almighty Allah is saying that they will carry their own burdens and the burden of others with them. Why? Because this burden is referring to that false and bad tradition that they established in the society. And there were so many people that followed that false and wrong tradition. And that's why they have to carry the burden of those who committed those sins. So, besides the Shia, this tradition, the tradition that we mentioned, is accepted by the consensus of the Sunni, and it has been mentioned in all their history, tradition, and commentary, authentic books, narrated from the Prophet ﷺ. But anyway, its secret is that after the event of Ghadir Khum and appointing Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib as the rank of caliphate and government after his death, the Prophet recommended about Ali and his progeny in different occasions and many times. For example, Hakim Naishaburi has narrated this tradition, the Hadith of Thaqalain, in his book Mustadrak, and in the part 3 of this book. And another tradition, its similar meaning is cited by Tirmidhi. He narrated from Kanzul Ummal, from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said that I leave behind me among you what that if you attach yourselves to it, never shall you get stray. The Book of Allah, the Qur'an, which is a stretched string from the heaven to the earth, and my progeny, my Ahlul Bayt. For verily Allah the Merciful, the Aware, informed me that will never these two get separated from each other till they meet me at the Hawd of Kawthar. Therefore, we should actually pay attention to the meanings mentioned in these tradition about the word thiql and thaqalain, the plural of which is athqal. This tradition very well shows the awareness of the Prophet ﷺ from the future of his ummah. It seems that the Prophet could see these deviations of the people after his own death that would take place by the authority of a group of ambitious people. Anyway, it was especially only a few months after the historical event of Qadir that at the time of his death, with the purpose of confirming the caliphate of Ali, the Prophet wanted to write it down on a paper, but some people actually did not allow this to happen. Anyway, I think that would be enough for this 13th verse of Surah Ankabut, and we will move on to the next. Thank you for staying with us. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, Take care.
Things always worked for me.